resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map, the Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Welcome, listeners, to the Searcher's Roadmap with Peter the Healer today. I'm waiting for him to call in, and I haven't reached him yet. So just bear with me for a minute, and we will have this all started. Peter is from Canada. He's a very good healer. He's been doing this work for quite some time. He was a psychologist first. And, hang on a second. I'm going to put on some music and I'll be right back with you guys. Hello, listeners. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Please bear with me. I'm going to play us some music and, he should be in just a second. He was having problems with his internet. So just give us a second and we'll be right on cue here. Okay. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm very good, and we already have callers in the back wanting to talk to you. And Peter has been a counseling psychologist since 1990. He became a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and along the way, a certified Morita therapist after traveling to Japan in 1993 to participate in the first international Morita Therapy Symposium. He's worked extensively with Native Americans, gaining a wealth of knowledge into their traditional teachings and ceremonies, and participated in many healing circles and sweat lodges, including 1999 New Year's Eve, where he welcomed the new millennium at the Wascan Healing Lodge. Peter has the ability to channel healing light energy and to show others how to be connected and experience their own. So, Peter, let's hear about you and what you do, and then we can get on and have some readings with Julia.
Basically, I am basically being asked or called to assist people in welcoming the new wave that is about to come upon the earth. We are having changes taking place, and I've picked up this since, especially since over the last year, I've been connecting with my own spirit guides, and they're channeling through me and telling me that, you know, Peter, you've got to help others experience the light to help them with this new wave that's about to come to us, and it's happening, it's already started. And so I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm doing seminars, Experience the Light seminars. I'm writing books. I'm doing hypnosis, spiritual hypnosis, one-on-one sessions on the phone. I've started my own radio show as well. That just started this week. So there's a lot happening.
Yes, and, it is.
It's wonderful, wonderful. I mean, to usher in and to know that there is positive energy that is waiting to flow into you. All you have to do is ask for it. It's there. We're just helping people to open up the channels. Everyone is capable. of being in contact with the cosmic energy that's out there. It's been there all the time, the signals, but it's getting even stronger now. So we're just about, just about helping people to open up to that that beautiful, loving energy that's there, the light. That's
yes.
what I'm all about, Ron.
Yeah, that's what you're all about, and you've got a lot of light where you're at up in Canada. And I'd like
Thank
to let
you.
The listeners know that they can call in for a live reading at 1-347-838-9142. And if they press 1 once, I'll see you in the back, and I have two people already ready to do that. And then I have a third person in the back, and I'm not sure yet where they want to go with this. But tell us about some of these ceremonies that you've done and working with the eagle.
Well, I've worked with a lot of sweat lodges, and as you mentioned, I did the one that ushered in the new millennium, and so we were in a place called St. Alphonse de Rodriguez. It was a Wasaskan healing lodge. It's helping people who've had trouble with the law, and they're healing and going through sweat lodges. And basically, it's a very cleansing ceremony in which you have the sacred grandfathers, they call them. These are the ancestral rocks that are chosen and heated up before the actual ceremony. And you heat them up to such a temperature and a color is like a bluish hue, just the right, almost white hot. And you can imagine how hot that is. And so the belief is that these are the spirit energy of their ancestors, and they call them the grandfathers, and they bring it into the pit in the middle of the sweat lodge, which is like a very low, maybe 3 feet high tent structure. People go inside, gather around it, and in the middle you have the pit. And that's when you do the medicine. There's usually an elder who will be actually there to give the medicines and offerings to the sacred fire. And you get all kinds of different medicines and herbs that are put in there. Of course, sweet grass being very common. Of course, I'm using sweet grass now, as well as white sage. And these are all ceremonies that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they have a way of cleansing and purifying the spirit and helping to balance. And of course, with the sweat lodge, of course, if you've ever done a sauna bath, well, I can tell you this is much more intense. Some people, it's so intense they have to get out. They can't stand it. I don't like to admit it, but I had to get out when I first started. It was so intense. It's amazing how strong it is. And, you can have all kinds of different experiences depending on your journey, where you're at. You know, it's quite phenomenal. It's a really amazing kind of healing type of ceremony. So that's just one. And then there's also healing circles, which I think we could benefit a lot from in the North American, the white cultures. We could, in the justice system, we could benefit a lot if we could just borrow some of the ideas behind healing circles. But the idea is you put everyone around the circle, including the perpetrator, the person who might have committed a crime against the victim. You put them all around the circle, their families, everyone, and there's a healing that goes on that helps everyone. Because we have to understand that we're all in this journey together. This is not just we against them. We are united as spirit going through this experience as human beings. Okay, and we need to understand more and more that is the principle of spirit, is to unite, to see how much we are similar. We're just on our own, journeys in this lifetime, but we continue that journey from one life into another. It doesn't stop here. This is just one part of the journey. And so if we can help each other, and that's the greatest thing we can do, the greatest gift that you can do and give of yourself is to help others. And so here
that
we are.
That is so true.
Oh, yes. It's and every time you give, you receive a hundredfold. You're getting blessings. It's a gift to give. Think of it in that way. We're not here to fight everyone. We're here to love. Love is the key energy that is very healing. So if there's anyone out there who wants to, you know, have a session either on Rhonda's show or you know, with me, I have, the, of course, the information is on your site. So I do have information on my own website, which is peterthehealer.info. That'll get you there, any information you want. But this is where I'm at now, and I just did my own show on Tuesday called Peter the Healer, Your Celestial Broadcaster. That just came to me. It's amazing how that happened, Rhonda. It was just, I do work out. I exercise. I strongly believe that's an important part to keep balance. And so I was on the treadmill, and suddenly I get this in my head, Peter the Healer, Your Celestial DJ. That was the first thing that came to my head. I already was using the name Peter the Healer, but that came after. And then eventually it came to be Your Celestial Broadcaster, because, you know, I'm not spinning music or anything. Although it really has the idea behind it. It is the frequency. You know, you're trying to tune into the frequency. And for your listeners, and I'm sure, Rhonda, you would agree, a lot of this whole talk of connecting to your own higher realm or your spirit guides, it's about tuning in, tuning yourself into that higher frequency. And we can imagine ourselves, and to bring in the eagle here, and that's what I often use as a guide to help people, when I bring them to a point where they're ready to relax, because I do a spiritual hypnosis, so there is an induction in which a person is put into that state of relaxation, so you're much more receptive to all of the scripts that are being said, so the positive imagery, and I put all that in, and at one point when you're totally in the state of hypnosis, you're then transported on the back of an eagle, and then you're brought into the higher realms where you let go of all things that are of the earthly domain. You're letting go of all the material and attachments, including negative emotions and thoughts and any problems that might be bothering you. And these are the places where you can then ask questions. Once you're up there in the higher realms, you're also becoming infused with a higher energy. And this energy is when we start to feel the light. And we feel the light, which might sound funny, but it is light energy, which also combines it with the higher vibrations. It's all together. And this is a very, very, very profound place to be. You're up there, and I say up there, but it's really not up there, but in our understanding as humans, it helps to have that sense that you're ascending and you're going to a higher place. And really you are, in terms of higher frequency. It's really when you get into that higher frequency that you start to get out of the third dimensional world and dimensional world. You're going more into the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. What is that really? Well, you're going into a higher dimension. If anyone's familiar with the chakras, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you start off with the lower energy, you know, with the root, and then you gradually, as you move up, you're going through the sacral chakra, and then you go higher up, and you go through the heart chakra, and higher and higher. The heart chakra is right in the middle. And as you go higher, that's also true about the different auras that surround our body at different levels. So the more you go out, the higher the frequency. And when you get to the highest frequency, that's when you are getting in touch with the light. The light is there, and it opens up through your crown chakra. And think of the crown chakra as being like a satellite dish. It really is like a satellite dish, because what you're doing is you are communicating. You're allowing yourself to connect to the station that is the cosmic healing energy, the light you open up to it. So as you focus now on your breathing, I want you to just close your eyes. Hear the sounds of the drumbeat in the background. And know that you are connecting with the vibration that is very much connected to our ancestors. The high energy force, the light, is now entering into your breathing. Imagine yourself, you're now breathing in very positive healing energy. Enters your entire body. And as you let it out, you release any negative energy. Release it completely. And as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed and soothing fashion, I want you now to just relax. Know as you relax, you're taking in that positive, filling your entire body, each cell, each molecule, each. Allow yourself now to feel the warm, soothing energy entering your tailbone and traveling up your spine, one vertebrae at a time. Moving now into the middle part of the mat. Feel the sensations of warmth and relaxing. Now entering into the lower part of your body. Relaxing and soothing. Each cell, each molecule, and each muscle. Relax. Traveling now into the middle part of your back. Feel the sensations of warmth and relaxation now entering into your stomach, lining of your stomach. Relax. Traveling now into the upper part of your back. Feel the sensation of warmth and relaxation now entering into your lungs. And as you breathe in positive healing energy, disperses through your lungs into your heart. All that white light, healing energy, is now being spread throughout your body.
that as you breathe out, all the negative energy leaves your body together with all your tension. And now, feel yourself moving into the limbic system. That is the most ancient part of the human brain. It's that part of the body which is responsible for survival on the very basic level, talking about such functions as breathing, your heart rate. And it is that part of your brain that the great yoga masters have been able to channel and control so that they can put themselves in a deep state of peace and calm. Peace and calm. Imagine that you, right now, are a yoga master, sitting in a yoga position, gazing out from a high mountain overlooking this beautiful valley in front of you. And as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed and soothing fashion, you see an eagle looking at you. And then you allow yourself to completely connect with the eagle. The eagle asks you if you would like to go on the back. And of course you say yes. You would love it. So you go on the back. And the eagle now begins to lift higher and higher. Higher and higher. And feel it now becoming more and more relaxed as you rise into the higher realms, now letting go completely of any problems, entering now into the place that is resided with all the spirit guides and masters who are here to help you. It's at this time that you can now think of some questions that you might have that you'd like to ask. These questions can be anything from health issues to career questions about your purpose in life, even how you can make this place a better world we live in. And this is a time that you can ask. And if you happen to have any clear crystal quartz with you, you can now, as I'm holding one, so sending that out to you, that crystal quartz, the energy, pure energy, is now being sent to you. I want you to hold your crystal quartz, if you have one, next to your heart. If you don't have one, simply place your hand over your heart as we now send a coordinated energy from the universe, the cosmic healing energy now entering into your heart. And as it comes to your heart, breathe it in. Allow yourself now to take in all that energy, positive energy. And in that energy will come masters. Every time you breathe in, you are breathing in more and more wisdom and understanding. The energy is filled with wisdom, ancient wisdom, that is here for you. You simply have to open yourself up and receive. And you can do that simply by breathing in. And when you exhale, you let go of any negative thoughts or feelings. Especially today, a lot of people are filled with fear. They're not sure what to do with it. We're surrounded by stories of people being shot, lots of gun violence, and it's very, very upsetting to know that Brett, I want you to breathe in a sense of peace and calm and let go of the fear. Let it go. Let it go. And release it into the universe completely without a care in the world. And as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed and soothing fashion, I'm going to ask you now to focus again simply on your chest. Feel yourself now completely relaxed. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to now imagine that you are in a special place. It could be like a garden. If it is a garden in which you can go in, and this is your sacred place that is for you and no one else, you have the ability to make this garden into the most beautiful paradise that is possible. But no one else can make it for you. You have to be extremely creative. As you do this, be creative and allow yourself to create. And know that creativity is a big part of God's plan, in the sense that it's something that you need to be a part of. That's what we talk about, co-creating. You are now co-creating your very existence in this very moment. What you create now in this garden of paradise, in which you are partaking, this is your place that you can create just for you. So imagine, is it filled with kinds of exotic plants and flowers? Does it have little beautiful statues and all kinds of beautiful waterfalls and fountains? Or is it more raw and rustic? It's up to you. You may find yourself at a beautiful pond, water, and there's a waterfall in the background. And the type of waterfall that you find in Hawaii, in which you can simply go up to it and go behind it, and the water just comes down in front of you. This is like totally up to you how you create that garden. And when you're there, imagine that you're being met by a special creature, perhaps even like a frog, in fact. It's not quite a frog. It's on one of these lily pads, and it's looking at you. It has this special look that seems to be more than just a frog. That you can look at it and it's actually communicating something to you. Special messages being connected in this beautiful garden, this pond, this paradise. And you're also connecting to something else that's just beyond that lily pad. There's something island, and on that island you see a faint almost ghost-like figure that's taking some sign of shape form. I'd like you to focus on that and allow yourself to pick up the energy that is being cast out to you from this figure. It's taking more and more shape and form. It looks familiar, but it's hard to tell what is the face. In fact, the face is almost like space when you look out at night. So you look into this figure, and then you become one, united with this figure, the image that you see before you becomes you, and you become the universe, and all the knowing, all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the energy, all the millions and millions and millions of years becomes known to you. Breathe it in, take all of that knowledge and wisdom into your very being, your soul, each cell, each molecule, taking it in. Breathe it in. Allow yourself now to relax. Relax. And the eagle now comes to pick you up. Lights down next to you, and you now see exactly where you are in this beautiful paradise. In fact, you've been connecting with your higher self and your own spirit guide. Now you're taking on the different shapes. There was the frog, there was the lily pad, there's the waterfall. There's that island with the figure and the universe that is in the face of that figure. In fact, it is all the energy. It's part of who you are and your very experience right now. I'd like for you to take all that in with a nice deep breath as it now registers inside of you. Every cell, every atom now has an imprint of what you're experiencing right now. And as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed and soothing fashion, I'd like for you now to now climb aboard on the back of this eagle. That's right. And now feel it as it is now taking off and bringing you slowly but surely back very gradually, very gradually back into the earth realm. And as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed and soothing fashion, feel yourself now taking on a sense of form. You're now entering back through your crown chakra, and a light that is part of who you are is filling up entirely spine and the column, all that energy is filling you up throughout your spinal cord. And as it filters its way down like electricity, it's filling you up completely, each cell, each molecule, each atom. Like being recharged, like when you set up a Christmas lights around your house, and it starts off and goes along, lighting up each light bulb. It's doing the same thing now as it goes down each vertebrae, and is being met from the other end, from the ground up, the roots, and you're being met in the middle from the heart chakra. Each of those different parts of you are, in terms of energy vortex centers, each of those lighting up and cleaning up and getting rid of all the negative sludge as you breathe in and have a feeling of complete peace and calm. Peace and calm. In a few minutes, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and on the number 5, you will open your eyes and feel relaxed, refreshed, and alert. But for now, all you have to remember is that when you emerge from this exercise, you are going to feel like you had a very satisfying nap. I am going to count now from 1 to 5. And on the number 5, you will open your eyes and feel relaxed, refreshed, and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your eyes are beginning to open. 5. Open your eyes and feel relaxed, refreshed, and alert. 6. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. How was that for you, Rhonda? Did you enjoy that?
It was amazing. I did enjoy that quite a bit. And I'm going to let my listeners know that they can call into 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 if you would like to have Peter do a healing on you or a reading. That, and since we got started a little late, I'm going to let it run over the time frame a little bit so that we can get everyone in that wants to have reading. And our first caller is Julia. And good afternoon, Julia.
Hi there. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hello, Julia.
How
are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
That was very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
So, Julia, what are you looking for today?
Well, you know, I'm actually, it's so appropriate. I'm doing crystal healing work on myself right now, so I was already laying down crystals on my body for this. And I think that helps.
Yes.
Intensify the healing.
Absolutely. Yeah, crystals certainly are known to have properties, and they have been known to have properties for hundreds of years. And, of course, modern technology is using crystals for helping in the transmission of satellite and radio and for a long, long time. So the healing properties simply are intensified when you use the different crystals. There's so many different crystals. My favorites are the amethyst, which is the purple one, which is very good for opening up the crown chakra to open
up.
That's
where I have it right now.
You have the amethyst. And I also love, if you have crystals. In fact, I was having a rather restless morning early this morning. I just couldn't get to sleep, so I put both of them, one in each hand. I have a whole bunch that I got. So I have one in each hand, and that just calms you. It's also very good for helping you to get over any losses, if you have any things that people close to you have passed on. And this can be very comforting. It has that comforting quality to it. Something in which I have experienced my own mother-in-law. In fact, we're just approaching the first year anniversary on the 20th, this Sunday, of her passing. I was very close with her. And we spent better part of August and September helping her pass. So my wife and I were very much involved in doing ceremony and helping her to accept death, because she was very, very much afraid of death. She was very thankful for us to do those ceremonies. That's going to be that's actually part of the book that I'm writing, Healing Words, The Meaning of Life and Death. And you will read all about her in that book, in the first chapter.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the book, is to help people to understand that life and death, it's not about anything that we should be too concerned about. In fact, it's just like a chapter in our life where you open to the first chapter, and that's the life now that you're going through. And then you go on to the next chapter, which is, after your body dies. You then go into another experience. And where is that experience? Well, it all depends on where you need to focus on. It's like everyone, about karma. So karma is that energy that continues with us wherever we happen to go. And it's there to help guide us.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to help us with challenges that will help us to learn and to grow and to, develop a much more beautiful and enlightened spirit. The whole purpose, become closer to source, love. There.
Your love. That's
so
great.
I don't know if I've answered your question, Julia. In fact, you did have a question. I don't know if you did have a question. You were just sort of commenting on the fact that you find it's very useful to use crystals as you're relaxing and meditating and doing the hypnosis. By the way, if you are interested, I do have all of this available at my website, which in fact I say peterthehealer.info, but the main site is peter-the-healer.com. Make it easier. On radio, you say Peter the Healer.
Info. Are you able to tune in to see if there's, any additional clearing or healings that I need in my chakras or my energy field? Or
I'm,
my body?
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing your voice. I think there's a bit of a problem with were you asking about clearing the energy, some negative energy?
where you are, Julia?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Better?
Okay, so I'm picking up that, yeah, there is some kind of a dark energy somewhere in that place where you are. Can you pick up, you know, because what I'm trying to do now is to connect to that.
Okay.
Okay, that negative. Okay, now I can hear you better. There's that negative energy. And so what I'm doing, I'm taking my, I have this huge, it's like about 4 inches long crystal that comes all the way from the Himalayas, the Himalayan mountains, and it was, I'm bringing it out to you right now, and I'm just seeing now as I circle your crown chakra.
Yeah.
I'm bringing it now over your head.
Okay.
And I'm taking that energy, the negative energy, and I'm bringing it so that it becomes more diffuse.
Okay.
Clearing it up. Whatever it is there, I think a lot of it has to do with your own doing in some way. You're attracting some of that stuff. So I'm clearing it for you and opening it up, releasing that negative, dark energy. And that's been kind of there for a while, I sense. It's like a thick, dark energy, which, if you could tell me a little bit about you, your circumstance, what is it that you've been hanging on to for a while now?
Well, I'm not quite sure what that is. I do a lot of my own healing work, and I'm a pretty positive person, very intuitive. So I'm not sure what that would be. I mean, recently, what's been going on is, some of my colleagues and friends. I'm realizing that community of people is no longer serving me. And so I'm beginning the process of releasing that part of it.
Okay.
And being okay with that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it.
I sense that that's probably what it is, because it's been with you for a while. I mean, I sense that there's been a sense of obligation that you've had with your friends that you've had for a number of years, but you're now realizing, well, they're no longer, as you say, serving you. And it's not a question of being selfish. I mean, a lot of people have a hard time
right.
with that idea of being,
yeah.
you know, my God, you know, what will they think?
No.
You know, I don't want to hurt anyone. But, you know, ultimately, you're here to serve yourself. And this is not about being selfish. This is about doing what you're supposed to be doing in your
right.
own life. And so right now, I mean, you're doing a lot of work, as you say. You're intuitive, you're clearing up a lot of karma, and you're moving forward, and you're finding that your friends are blocking you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel now we can say, okay, it's okay. You can give yourself permission to let go of your friends that are no longer helping you in your journey. They have their own karma to work on.
And I respect
and
that.
You have yours. And you give yourself permission to go right ahead. Nobody's going to be after you. Remember, you know, this is just one small step in the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So letting go of them means that you're going to be able to release this dark cloud and see more of the light. And the more light you bring into your life, the more
you'll be clear in the direction that you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's more of I do the healing type of energy work, and that community is more of the traditional licensed professional counselors, which is great, and that's
yes,
why I went to
well,
school. Yes, it's I do more of transpersonal, which is the spiritual aspect of everything.
Well, I know a lot about what you're saying because that's mm-hmm. sorry where I came from.
Yes,
the more traditional psychology.
That's why
and,
I wanted to come in.
many years doing that.
Yes.
And then finally, you know, I was really, I mean, for many, many years I've been reading up on the spirituality, and you know, it's always been, in fact, before I even began my career as a psychologist, I really wanted to go into parapsychology, which at the time that was, you know, what it was called, the supernatural areas, and as we all know now, anyone in the area in this region knows that this is all the same thing. It's the positive energy that surrounds us in the cosmos,
yeah.
And it's all natural. It's not supernatural. It's natural. It's just that we haven't learned how to tap into it. Some have, you know, but it's always been on the fringe, you know.
Yeah.
And so I finally said to myself, okay, enough is enough. I'm tired of having to live and practice in the restraints that are put on us as psychologists,
yeah.
Which means
yeah.
we aren't allowed to go into different areas of spirituality, working with energy and hands-on, you know, touching. Oh, boy, that's a real taboo. You're not supposed
yeah.
to be touching your client, otherwise you're going to be accused of all kinds of things. So I finally got out of the profession and called myself, as of April 1st, the holistic therapeutic healer and teacher.
Congratulations.
Which means I can do everything. Thank you. I can do anything I want. And, you know, I respect
yeah.
other people. I'm not going to suddenly turn into some kind of a monster, you know.
Yeah.
But somehow they, in the order, they call it the order of psychologists here in Quebec, they become so much obsessed by the idea that they need to protect the public.
Yeah.
This is their mandate, to protect the public.
Yes.
From us. So I'm out of there. Not there anymore, so I'm part
mm-hmm.
of the public.
That's so funny.
I can,
you know,
thank
I can
you. Be normal.
Exactly what is happening for me. And I haven't gotten my licensure yet. I think all happening for a reason, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this community has asked me to step down from some of the roles that I held in our association
mm-hmm.
because of what it is being perceived by the public and the outsiders because I'm not licensed. So,
yeah,
I understand. That's exactly what's happening right now.
So in
and
a
I'm,
way, that's also the dark cloud that I was picking up because, you know, we have... You know, we want to help. This is, you know, we're drawn into the profession in the helping field because we want to help other
yeah.
people, which is the highest ideal that anyone can have, is to help others. But
yeah.
then we try to say, okay, so what kind of criteria do I need for having to be recognized officially that I'm a professional in whatever field that I'm in, you know. So you go through all the testing and all the everything else that's involved, and then you get your certificate, and then you get other certificates, and then you put that on the wall, and that means, wow, look at me, I've made it, you know.
Yes.
But then you realize that you have certain gifts yourself that God has given you, but unfortunately, those gifts that are natural are not
yeah.
allowed or permitted by the professional organization that you are a part of. So what do you do now?
Yes.
You know, so you have the courage right now. It's taken mm-hmm. me until now, and believe me, I'm not a young chicken. So it took me until now to realize, hey, it's time to, you know, be myself. And it's like coming out. I came out.
You came out.
This is who I really am. Hello, everyone. So far I survived since April the 1st.
Yeah.
You know. So, and in fact, you know, there's a lot, and there's spirit guides that have gone to a lot of psychics. They've all been telling me the same thing, that I am about to go into this field of the light. I'm going to be on radio, television. I'm going to be helping, guiding people to the light, their own light. Whatever that light is, it's going to shine upon you, and it's going to be very clear. Now is the time. We're at an extremely important time in the history of the cosmos. Right now, it's dawning. Right. The new movement is coming up right now. And this is the time, if you have a chance. And I was being told by my psychics, this is the time, this is the time. Break away. You know, giving me a kick in the butt to finally break away. So I did, and I've never felt better. I mean, I just feel liberated. And that's movement, because I felt I was stagnating before.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where I am. And I'm very confident in my abilities. I see it with clients. I feel it. I mean, we're all connected. We're all energy. This is all about love. And that sacred space for someone. And everything is made up of energy. That's where we are. And I understand that people aren't quite there yet. So they have a hard time understanding what I do. So the only way they know is to just deflect that instead of trying to embrace it and understand it.
Right.
You know what you learn traditionally, right? Client, you always let the client lead, and you always, you know, want to hear their story, and what's true for them is the truth. Yet,
exactly,
when it comes to something like this, it's not being embraced in that same way.
Right.
So it's interesting, but I feel like I am very grateful for the experience, and I think that I have a great, as I'm sure you do too, a great foundation and groundwork that you've built with the counseling psychology part of it. Learning
absolutely.
That
mm-hmm.
piece of it
mm-hmm.
helps process
absolutely.
As well. Yeah.
It's all part of the building blocks that make for being a great healer.
Yes.
Yeah. And to embrace that, it is, you know, I mean, I know I was brought up with the sense that, oh, don't boast, you know, people will think that you're conceited, et cetera, et cetera. And so I kind of had those judgments, you know, and I had the sense that, oh, you know, when I had great ideas or things like that, I was told, oh, you're dreaming, or, you know, no. Say, or, you know, all these kind of judgment in the dialogues that took place, and I'm realizing that that was holding me back, because I had those thoughts, those beliefs that stayed with me, and I was always, you know, measuring anything that I was wanting to do against all those judgments.
Yeah.
And now you have to break free of those judgments. You have to break free and forge your own identity. And you're connecting with your... And then that's going to cast away the darkness.
Yes.
It has to. There's no other way. There's no other choice. Oh, we have a phone call. Maybe, you know, that just... you know, you're, that's a signal. God,
hello. I wanted to tell you that that I also do guided meditation like that, and I'm being trained to become certified in hypnosis. So I use a little bit of hypnotherapy as I'm learning. But
yes.
That part was very profound for me, the image that I was seeing, what it was developing into. It ended up being Jesus, and he was embracing
beaver?
Me.
A beaver?
What's that?
Did you say beaver?
Oh, Jesus. Like
oh, Jesus.
Christ.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm from Canada, so we have beaver as our major people. I'm sorry. Beaver. You saw Jesus. Well, my goodness, that's very profound.
That's very profound. I was surprised at first. Like, what is it? Is it an angel? And then it was Jesus. I'm like, wow. That's Jesus.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
And I'm also very, very, very spiritual. So, and so that speaks volumes.
It's beautiful. And you can... You can use, it doesn't matter what your religious background is. You can use all these imageries, and if it has a truth for you, then there's a reason for that. I mean, I know as my mother-in-law, she was having a lot of visions as her time was coming near. Mm-hmm. She had visions at night. She would have... one in particular, which I talk about in my book, is this small, maybe 3 foot high boy, dressed in a robe with a different trim at the bottom, at the hem of the robe, and he doesn't have a face. She was unable to identify anything there, and he was offering her some pieces of bread, which she took. But the image, of course, is later she figured out was that of a young Jesus that was offering to give the bread. And she had to, later the next day, a spiritual person tell her, yeah, that was Jesus. That's very special that he was actually doing that with you, ceremony. And so what you just told me is that you saw Jesus on that island. And so I think you connected to your higher self.
Yes.
Because we all have the Christ within us. We simply have to, recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it, what did you feel?
Oh, my goodness. I was first in awe. I literally was thinking, oh, my goodness, this is Jesus. Then he was just embracing me and sending me the most profound love, compassion, light. I mean, just this beautiful, beautiful white light all around. And the message I perceive from that is that I am doing the right thing, and I will be supported along this path and this journey, and to keep doing my healing work and connecting with him and angels and the divine daily as I do. So
that's beautiful. You can't go wrong, because if you have, you're surrounded by Jesus and the higher guides. They're there to help you, and they will be there. Because I know when I do my hypnosis, this was even years and years ago, I was working with hypnosis, and words were coming through my mouth that my clients would tell me a week later and say, you said this, that, and I said that, and I realized that it's not me, it's actually being channeled through me.
Yeah.
And so if you connect with a higher source, you'll never be without words. It'll always channel through you. It's when you start to doubt.
Yes, ego.
Does that make sense? Yeah, the ego gets in there, the fear, and what are you trying to do? Who do you think you are? All this stuff. And then you say, no. I'm going to let it just come through, whatever words come through.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, and it just flows, and you are in fact, just a vehicle as you let the divine flow through you and actually drive you where you need to go. And, you know, I've worked with people where I know for sure I was connecting with their spirit guides, and they were actually guiding me in which would be the best way to proceed in the therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was always the best. Nothing I learned in university equivalent to what I was getting from the divine. That is the greatest source of healing energy, because it is the love force.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is the greatest force.
Peter, thank you. And Rhonda, thank you. I know you have to get the other
You're
colors.
So very much welcome. Yeah, we're running out of time, and I have another show that's going to start here pretty soon.
I love
But get a hold of Peter. Call us back. He'll be on the show again sometime soon. This has been wonderful. Listeners, we're at overtime here, so it's kind of like the football game. It's time to kick the ball. So we're going to go into quietness now and be done for today, but please look up Roadmap for Seekers and Searchers Roadmap on Blog Talk Radio, the Renford Network. I'm your host, Rhonda Harrison, coming out of Red Feather Lakes Village in Colorado, and I just love working with all of you and bringing you new and interesting people that can touch the divine and help you touch that as well. And Peter, thank you very much for all of your information and the stuff you've done today. And can you just give everyone your contact information as far as your radio show and your website?
Yes, thank you, Rhonda. That was it was a pleasure for me to talk with your listeners. Yes, they can contact me at the best thing to remember, peterthehealer.info. And there you're going to have all the information about my radio show, about the different hypnosis MP3s that are available that you can download. And I'm also giving free spiritual hypnosis MP3s for anyone who purchases one of my products. And so I wish you all well, and God bless, and may you experience the light.
And for those of you that were listening, you can download this in 10 minutes off the archives, and you can have your own personal copy of today's show. And with that, we'll say goodbye, and I bid you, and we'll see you next week on Thursday at 11 a.m. Daylight Standard Time. Talk to you later. Have a great week.